Welcome back to Boston Public Radio. Jim Brady and Marjorie Egan. Marjorie, you know I always say mares eat oats and does eat oats and little lambs eat ivy, but goats eat poison ivy. And that's the point of this week's news quiz. Our guests are Elaine Philbrick and Jim Cormier. They're the owners of the Goatscaping Company, which got a fabulous review on air from the mayor a few minutes ago. Using goats as a greener and certainly more fun way of managing poison ivy and overgrown areas and more. And not only are Elaine and Jim here, much more importantly, don't feel disrespected, Birch and Butternut, who are two little tiny goats with diapers, even though they're not working, are in our studio. So welcome to all four of you. It's great to see you.
Thank you.
So are these like newborn diapers or are they toddler diapers? How big are these diapers, please, on these little goats?
All I know is that they're number six.
They're number six diapers.
Yeah, whatever
okay.
that means. I haven't had to deal with diapers in probably 17 years, so it's I'm out of the loop.
And they're very well behaved. They're on leashes. They've been they're a little freaked
really?
Out, I'm sure, because they're in a radio studio. But they seem to be coping very well, Birch and Butternut. So tell people what these goats do. They can be hired.
Well, we just saw what they do. They've done it all over the floor.
No,
what do you mean?
You
mean for a living?
Yes,
for
a living.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Goatscaping. People hire you guys, and you bring goats, little babies like this,
cute.
And other ones
no,
to do
No, not babies
what?
Like this for jobs, no.
Oh, they don't?
No,
how
no, no.
old
these,
they have
these
to be?
Ones here would probably be, at the earliest, maybe in the late fall, we would send them out for work.
So why maybe. Can't babies go out and do the eating of the poison ivy like the big goats? They're too little?
They're too small, yeah. Too small to really be effective out on a job in a field.
I mean,
not that they're not sociable or they wouldn't stay in the fence or anything like that, but
how
it's
big
just
is,
that they would.
How big a staff? You call them staff, I know. How big a staff, Elaine, do you have of goats that are eating shrubbery and that sort of thing?
Well, you have to check in with us all the time because the number is increasing, but currently it's about 54.
54?
Yeah.
And where do you keep all these goats?
We keep them at Colchester Neighborhood Farm in Plimpton, and anyone is welcome to visit there.
Okay.
We'll get back to that in a second. So tell us what you do. I mean, the mayor was raving about the performance of these goats.
Yeah, we heard. That was great.
So what exactly – so someone calls you up, either a homeowner or a Will, thank you for cleaning up all the chocolate-covered raisins on the ground here. We're probably going to get fired because of this. So someone calls you up, either a homeowner or a city or something, and says, we need a lot of shrubbery cleaned up. We have poison ivy. We want to do it in an environmentally whatever. So what happens next, Elaine?
So actually, we don't do site visits because we don't need to. We can set up our fencing in any shape, configuration, and on any kind of ground. And it's very straightforward. We rent the goats by the week. They will clear between a quarter and a third of an acre per week.
And you have these fences, these solar-powered electric fences, Jim. Is that what the deal is? Now, don't they zap these goats?
When they're this age, they're in an electric fence already. They take a few zaps.
And they learn.
Some learn more than others.
What happens if it's my backyard and I walk into the solar?
You get zapped.
How bad is that?
No, it's the same as for an invisible fence for dogs, so it will not injure seniors or children. It will zap you, it will hurt briefly, but it cannot injure anyone.
Yeah, so picture the fence as like a long, maybe 4 feet high by 100 feet long, and a typical homeowner job would be 350 to 500 feet, depending on the terrain, and it really depends on the terrain. All the jobs are the same, but they're all different because there might be a tree here, there's a stone wall there, this has more poison ivy, that doesn't.
So, Elaine and Jim, I read where if you bring in a competitor herd of goats, that they get competitive about the eating, and they'll eat more if there's another herd invading their territory.
Exactly. So it's true that the more goats we bring in, the faster they eat, the more vigorous they are.
That's not true. They're competing with each other?
Well, they know that there's only the food in that space. So it's true. They want to be the first one to get to the green vegetation.
Yeah, goats are all about the hierarchy, too. So there's always a herd queen. There's always one dominant alpha goat. And there may be, depending on how many you have, there might be two or three sort of sub-queens that are always duking it out one way or another.
I was joking a minute ago with you, but I realized Marjorie and I went to the new casino. We had the exact same experience last night in the restaurant. Because we had a limited amount of food, and we did. So what? You have a hat there that has a beautiful whatever that's called.
Silhouette.
Thank you. Silhouette of a goat. It's called GoGreenGoat.com. What does that mean? And you've got this beautiful Veni, Vidi, Munchie.
We came, we munched.
Of a goat. What's the deal with all this paraphernalia here?
So actually, this is our website, and we love for people to check it out. It is gogreengoat.com. We have our live calendar right on site. You can book directly. It's all the information about how goatscaping works.
So now, when you were younger, did you say, I hope either of you, I want to grow up to have goats eat shrubbery in people's backyards? Is that what you, one of the things you were hoping you'd do when you were an adult?
Never in a million years.
So how'd you get in this, Jim? What's the deal? We're going to do the quiz in a few minutes. Don't get anxious.
The short version was I was laid off from a company, a book company in Fall River, Marjorie. It used to be in the old Quaker Fabric building.
Oh, my goodness.
After the bankruptcy, but before whatever's there now, which is like a Jerry Remy's or something.
Oh,
and then
my
there was
goodness.
Another building on Quekachan.
Oh, this is great. Fall River.
So that imploded, and I was out of work for a little while, and I started volunteering at a farm because my entire strategy at that point was waking up at 10, smoke some weed, play Lego Star Wars all day for 6 or 8 hours, seriously, and not a sustainable strategy. So I started volunteering at the farm, and yeah, it was great. I learned a lot about animals. There was a lady there that had Linda Hutchings. She runs a Moonlight Acre down in Hanson, Halifax, I want to say. And she's got two different kinds of sheep, and I learned all about it. And then Elaine had this ridiculous scheme of, hey, you know, I have this chance to rent goats.
How did you get involved in this, Elaine?
I read about it in the newspaper that people were doing goatscaping, and I thought it was such a great concept. So I called 3 golf courses, and only Cohasset Golf Club called me back, and they hired our goats. Jim offered to help me, and that was it. We were in business together.
Well, because as the articles point out, the goats can get in to get places where it would be really hard for human beings to get in there with scythes or lawnmowers or anything else. So they do what's hard for people to do. But what I'm wondering is how come we've just kind of heard of this. This is a new thing. Or did I just miss it?
No, actually, it's solar technology that makes this possible because the only hard thing about goats is fencing. So until they invented solar batteries and electric net fencing, you couldn't move fencing for goats easily.
As an idea, it's way more common out west. You'll have operators out there that have 400 goats, 1,000 sheep. They're doing power lines. They're doing state parks. They're doing highway medians. But they've also got 53-foot livestock trailers and guys on ATVs and trained dogs. So, you know, we're doing family-friendly goats in neighborhood yards.
Now, Elaine, I think what everybody listening wants to know is prior to getting involved in this goat business, I assume you were sleeping till 10, getting up, smoking weed and whatever. Isn't that what everybody does who's in the goat business before they get in the goat? Was that what you were doing?
Well, actually, I'm an investment banker, so I was working for Fleet Boston for 11 years.
Wait a second.
Years.
That's not true.
It is true. So I work at Derivative Advisors in Rockland.
This is not true. You're an investment banker and a goatscaping person?
And actually, now everyone knows that. Now my clients, because I don't even have it on my LinkedIn account, because I'm not sure what the impact would be.
Well, I'm sure. Actually, I'm quite sure what the impact will be. Okay,
nothing wrong with goatscaping on the side. Nothing wrong with it.
Elaine and her family were members at the CSA at the same time I was with my now ex, and that's kind of how we knew each other very tangentially. That's how we knew each other very tangentially before this idea kind of came
up. I don't remember asking you that question, Jim. But okay, now one last thing. These are the cutest little animals I've ever seen
in my life. They're adorable.
Are goats, I'm serious, I mean, in addition to the work that they will do when they grow up, are goats pets for some people, or Elaine, or no?
Absolutely, and they make tremendous pets. We say they're dogs inside and horses outside, and that's why people love when we set up a kind of petting zoo in their backyard to clean their brush, because they know their name at 5 weeks old.
Is that really true? Will they respond to their – if you call them by name, they'll respond?
Yes, absolutely. If you train your goat, they will know their name. So
that is great.
It's very hands-on. When they're very young, you got to get in there and spend the time and call them the name. But it takes –
they don't like
definitely.
Paper, do they?
They do like paper.
Should I give them some paper to eat? Because I have all this paper on the floor.
They will nibble most anything.
Should I give them some?
Why don't you give them your pocketbook instead?
I'm not going to give them my pocketbook, but how about the paper? Should I give them some?
That's absolutely fine. They'll be curious.
All right, I'll bring them over.
You want to start the quiz, you two, and then we'll learn more about the... And by the way, it was really kind of you to bring these little goats that crap all over the floor here. Actually, we're thrilled to have them here. Now, here's how this works. One of us will ask you a question. You will allow the sound to play. Marjorie is feeding paper to the two birch and butternut. Are they eating the paper or they're not eating the paper?
They are.
Can somebody come take a photograph, please?
That's not going to make them sick, is it? It's not going to hurt them, is it?
No, not at all.
No. And what do they eat besides paper and poison ivy?
Poison oak, poison sumac, anything that grows rapidly, the bittersweet.
They're eating it.
Virginia creeper, kudzu. There are very few things, actually, they can't eat.
Okay.
They just ate my date.
They don't eat
book.
Like cheeseburgers or anything like that. They eat.
They are vegetarians.
They're vegetarians. Okay.
Okay. So
let's
here,
go.
Jim Cormier and Elaine Philbrook from goatscaping.com. I couldn't agree more. We're going to start the quiz. Do you want to do a boy girl or a girl?
My God,
thing?
Look at under the table.
I know, I'm watching. They're incredible. They're incredible animals. What do you want? Who do you want to ask question to?
This is a quiz here. Ladies first.
Okay. I'll start. Okay.
Who are you going to ask question?
I'm going to start with Elaine.
Go ahead.
Okay. Ready, Elaine?
Sure.
Yes.
Once a candidate for vice president, she is now famous for sound bites like this.
Obama's the perception of him and his potency. Across the world is one of such weakness. And you know, people are looking at Putin as one who wrestles bears and drills for oil. They look at our president as one who wears mom jeans and equivocates and bloviates.
Okay. From which perch will Sarah Palin no longer be delivering these maxims?
She will no longer be at Fox News.
That is correct.
Nicely done. Give her the ding, ding, ding. Come on.
I didn't even know that. Do you know why they got rid of her at Fox News?
No, thank you for the ding, ding, ding. Yeah. I didn't know, even though that was one incredible quote. So you're losing, Jim, 1-0. But here's your opportunity to catch up.
After one question.
How are the goats doing, by the way?
They're still eating.
The paper is being devoured.
It's really good paper here.
I'm going to give them some more.
By the way, the contributors to WGBH during Pledge Week are actually feeding the goats.
Oh, we should make sure it's a staple in the papers. Well, what about the staples?
They eat staples or they don't?
I don't want...
They can eat thorny plants. They have a split lip, so you won't hurt them. Avoid it.
Feed them some staples, Marguerite. So here's the question for you, Jim. An incident in Australia gives new meaning to the term dressed to kill. What garment are these CNN newscasters talking about, please?
Fashionistas beware, a fashion trend has sent an Australian woman to hospital. Cut the blood flow to her legs, causing swelling, increasing pressure on the nerves.
And those are so popular among women. Later, this woman actually fell and couldn't get up. No one found her for hours. And after 4 days on an IV drip, she finally managed to be able to walk again.
So she has recovered. What was she wearing, Jim, that caused the medical condition known as compartment syndrome, please?
She was wearing skinny jeans.
Wow, very nicely done. It is
1-1. That's a great story.
That's a true story, too. So it's 1-1 at the end of one round. Elaine Philbrick and Jim Cormier from Goatscaping Inc. or whatever it is.
You should look under the table, Jim. You won't believe it. Okay. Have a listen to this clip, and we'll ask you a question the other side. Here we go.
Did you catch a Sox game last night? Hey, buddy, how about a fucking blinker?
I'm about to run in the packy. Let me give you a call back.
I used to live in Southie.
My uncle used to work for Whitey, you know.
Top 5 actors all time? It's easy. Matt Damon.
Ben Affleck.
Mark Wahlberg.
Casey Affleck.
And Donnie Wahlberg.
Okay, here's the question. What measure of respect were these guys in the clip and other people from this area shown this week by the Oxford English Dictionary?
Ooh.
This is a tough one.
It is a tough
amazing.
One.
Perhaps adding the word wicked to the dictionary?
Well, that
you
is
are
very close.
Close. You are really close. You want to try?
That's better than I would have come
okay.
up with.
They made masshole an official entry in the dictionary.
That
Isn't
is
that
true.
Great?
When I heard that on the radio, I checked it out. It is totally
it's great.
True. How old are these goats here?
They were born in March.
March 28th. Yep.
Wow, so they're just 3 months old.
They're babies. Yeah. How big will they get?
About twice that size. Yeah. So we actually have full-size goats.
I'm trying to do this.
Size of maybe a Bernese Mountain Dog, something like that?
Correct.
Okay, yeah. That's a big, big animal. And weigh about like 100 pounds?
100 pounds. Sometimes 100 pounds.
Yeah, we have, I think our adults range from probably 1 to like 150. Some of our couple are bigger ones.
Now, one of the things we read before let's get to your question to tie things. Well, it's Ty now. You could take the lead if you get this right, Jim. Let's get your question, then I have a really important question for you. A Massachusetts inventor died this week. Please listen.
Have graced residential yards since the 1950s, and they're getting more attention this week.
Their designer, a man named Don Featherstone, passed away this week at the age of 79.
Exactly. It was quite sad. What lawn decoration, Jim, did Don Featherstone invent? You know what it is?
That's the pink flamingo.
Wow, you have a lot of confidence and knowledge. It's 2-1, Elaine, at the end of two rounds. So the question I was going to ask you is, in the notes we got beforehand, we were told that those little things that the goats leave behind, which Will has been cleaning up almost as fast as they drop them, are odorless. How is that possible?
Yes, goats are a prey animal, so they evolve that way to avoid predators. And actually, it's indistinguishable from that of wild deer. And we don't charge extra for the odorless organic fertilizer we provide.
Wow. Is
wow.
That at goatgreengoat.com. I don't know if you're aware of that. That's where you go for that, Elaine. Yeah, what were you going to say, Jim?
I'm sorry. The usually they're in an area, especially for homeowner jobs, that 1 or 2 weeks. So you'll only get a buildup of deposits in an area they congregate, because they'll pick their favorite spot. They'll pick where they can see the most activity, or whatever's higher up, or whatever's more interesting.
So we
they'll pick
do,
that
yeah.
spot. And wherever they congregate, yeah, eventually you'll have a little bit of buildup, but you go out with a broom or rake after a week or two. It's not noticeable at
can
all.
Can you train goats?
They are trainable. Like, they'll follow, if you follow a routine with them, you open a gate and they're supposed to go into a certain pen.
Where
you
use it.
They won't like, you do sit it, or roll over or anything like that?
Not rolling over.
Why aren't you guys – are you making a lot of money?
We are making money because we love this job. We just want to do this for our job.
But so why – you know, I'm going to give you a business idea, because every business idea I've ever had has been an abject failure. So let me just try another one. Why don't people have goats as pets?
We think that goats will be the next backyard. So just like backyard chickens, we think they'll be backyard goats.
They're like the cutest things I've ever seen. They're incredible. Now, is there any breed of – breed's the wrong choice of words. You know what I mean? That stays small, like – is there that kind
mini,
of thing?
Mini goats?
Exactly. Yeah. So Nigerian dwarfs are actually really popular, and they are also pygmy goats. We only have two of those. We had five of them because they don't eat very much. But they make great pets because they don't take up much room. They don't eat very
much. How much do they weigh once they're fully grown? Do you know, Jim? What's the deal?
We don't have that much experience with them. But probably
half size,
you
know, 50
maybe
pounds.
50, 70
pounds.
Oh,
it's like a big dog kind of thing.
And
yeah, it's
do
not too bad.
What do you do with goats in the wintertime? I mean, are they okay being out in the cold, or do they need shelter?
They listen to a lot of NPR.
Yeah. It's amazing.
They do. You think I'm joking.
So my goat.
Okay.
But they stay inside. We've got a barn that's it's not heated because they're goats. They don't necessarily – they need to be sheltered and protected, and they're in a space with plenty of food and water.
Okay, and we actually leave the radio on, and it is on NPR. So
is that
they are.
True?
Just,
isn't
that it
nice?
Is really true.
They're very
amazing.
Smart. Very smart goats.
By the way, we are huge with small animals. I don't know if our numbers are amazing.
Okay,
now
here's
it's 2-1 at the end of two rounds. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Jim is in the lead. Here's round 3.
Okay. Obama stopped by a podcaster's house to discover that he used to be a bit of a couch POTUS.
If I thought to myself that when I was in college that I'd be in a garage a couple miles away from where I was living doing an interview.
As
with,
president.
It's not possible to imagine.
No.
It is not. No, nobody could imagine. And so that's fun.
Well, yeah, and I'm also like, you know, I pay it, you know, I don't, you know, there was a period where I was a little more attentive politically where I, you know, I ran the country from my couch for a couple of years.
A lot of people do. Yeah, I hear from them all the time. You idiot. Why aren't you doing it this way?
Yeah.
Okay. For half a point, what podcast was graced by POTUS this week? For the second half point, who hosts this podcast?
Don't look at Jim. I'm sorry. You're on your own.
Somebody illustrious.
No, he's actually, he's good, but he's not that illustrious. You don't know?
Gosh, I don't know.
Jim.
I'm not a fan, but Maron.
Wow, Mark Maron. Do you know what the name of the podcast is?
Maron.
WTF Podcast. Give the man half a point. Now, Jim Cormier, you were ahead 2.5. Is that correct, judges? 2.5 to 1.
Yeah.
You can expand your lead prior to the bonus round to 3.5 to 1 if you get this right. For those who just tuned in, we are not only joined by Jim Cormier and Elaine Philbrick, who are the leaders. Is that fair to say? You're the leaders?
The co-founders,
yes. Pardon me, excuse me. The co-founders of Goatscaping, Inc., but more importantly today, Birch and Butternut in little tiny diapers. And we're going to put a photo up so you can see the diapers and the goats at WGBHnews.org in a few minutes. So you'll want to see that. What's my point? I have no idea. In any case, here's your...
We have a lot of emails about the goats.
Well, why don't you read one or two? Do you want to do that?
Marjorie wants to know how they protect goats from predators.
That's a great question. What's the answer?
We get that all the time. For example, coyotes are the only thing in Eastern
Coyotes, by the way.
I think it's coyotes.
It's
our electric fence. So we've never lost a goat to a coyote. Our electric fence protects them.
Wow. That's pretty good.
It works both ways. Keeps them in, keeps other stuff out. We've seen coyotes in goat areas, but we've never... You know, Knockwood had a problem.
Okay, so I'm sorry, go ahead.
And how do they know? This is from Jenna. She wants to know how you know that the goats aren't getting into anything that's actually poisonous to the goats.
Great question.
Maybe rhododendron. Are they poisonous? I don't know. She said
Big
she
Mac,
lost.
Whatever.
She lost a goat to this last spring.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
We actually did lose a goat last year for an overabundance of milkweed, which is a wild thing. But usually things that are poisonous are decoratives that people don't want goats in or around anyway, like rhododendron, sedum, pachysandra. things like that, some of the waxier leaf ground covers.
So rhododendron are fatal to goats?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, how sad.
Okay, so here's your
question. Are they fatal to people?
Probably.
If there's, usually how we handle that is we'll go around, we'll leave it outside of the fenced area that they're in, or if there's a limited amount, I'll go in and just hand cut it and get it out.
Marjorie, when was the last time you ate a rhododendron? And what are you worried about?
I've never eaten
so
any,
don't eat them.
Rhododendron,
okay, fine.
But I was just curious about this.
Now, here's your question. You ready for the kind? Do you mind if I ask Jim a question
no, go ahead.
Finish the pre-bonus round? Here it is. There was some news this week about how exactly the two escaped New York inmates, Richard Matt and David Sweat, broke out of prison. Have a listen to this news report, please, if you would.
How exactly did Richard Matt and David Sweat get the tools they used to break out of the prison inside? Well, new information is showing that Joyce Mitchell might have been their own personal helper. Tools, hacksaws, drill bits, and a hole punch were smuggled in through Joyce Mitchell would put the tools inside the and then put that inside the fridge in the tailor shop. That's when corrections officer Gene Palmer would give them to Matt and Sweat.
Okay, how were the tools smuggled into prison, at least some of them, that Matt and Sweat used to break out, please, Jim?
In, I think, meat?
Is that good enough, judges, or not? Frozen hamburger meat, a pound of frozen hamburger meat. At the end of the preliminary round, Elaine, I'm sorry to say, it is 3.5-1. We're going to take a break, come back for the bonus round. Then we're going to interview, actually, Birch and Butternut directly as Boston Public Radio continues. Don't go away.
Support for our programs comes from you and the Boston Speaker Series, presented by Lesley University, returning to Symphony Hall next season with a diverse lineup of speakers, including Sanjay Gupta, John Irving, Leon Panetta, and others. BostonSpeakerSeries.org. And Subaru of New England, now offering the new Subaru Outback with symmetrical all-wheel drive, redesigned for 2015. More information online at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Welcome back to Boston Public Radio. I'm Jim Browdy, and she is Marjorie Egan. We are joined in studio by four contestants today, which is odd. We are joined by Birch. Do they have last names?
No.
Butternut, Elaine, who does have a last name, it's Philbrick, and Jim, who has a last name, it's Cormier. They're the co-founders and owners of the Goatscaping Company. They use goats, essentially, to clean up shrubbery. Cities do it, individual homeowners, that sort of thing. And we're entering the bonus round now. And entering the bonus round, Elaine, the bad news for you is you're trailing 3.5-1 to your co-founder, who is cleaning up droplets on the floor of our studio as we speak. Now,
you know what?
I'm organizing the toys.
Thank you.
How do you get them here? I mean, you came in a car. Did the goats sit in the back of the car or what?
In a large dog kennel. And actually, they're good travelers.
Okay.
Yeah, they're good. They are good. In any case, here's the deal. In honor of our guests who obviously are expert goat wranglers, the theme of this week's quiz is New England's newest professional baseball team, the Hartford Yard Goats. Beginning in 2016, the Yard Goats will play at the Dunkin' Donuts Park Stadium. It's currently under construction, as you know, in downtown Hartford, Connecticut. So question one, Marjorie, you were asking.
We're going to switch. I'll go to Jim now.
Okay? You can expand your lead, Jim.
Yep. Hartford's new team got its name from a Name the Team contest that drew 6,000 submissions. Finalists included the Hedgehogs, the Praying Mantis, the River Hogs, and the Whirly Bird. Who was responsible for the winning submission? This is a multiple choice. I'll give you three choices. A third grade classroom in New Britain. B, a New Jersey man who went to UConn. Or C, a farm animal veterinarian in Coventry.
Excellent question. What's the answer?
A.
I would have guessed A, too.
Now, you're wrong. Now, if it's B or C and you get it
right, try it, Elaine?
You can really...
I think it's B.
It is.
You are correct. His name is Anthony Castora, and for a suggestion, he won 2-season tickets for life, which he donated to charity.
Why wouldn't he? Now, it is 4.5-2, and amazingly, you know what the second question is worth? 2.5 points. Three and a half to two.
Yep.
So it's only worth 1.5 points, which means you could tie it up with one question to go, Elaine. You ready?
Yes, I am.
Before the name Yard Goats was chosen, there was strong support for a name that referenced Connecticut history. I'm sure you know this. Which of the following historical names was actually in the running, Elaine Philbrick? A, the Huckleberries, named for Hartford resident Mark Twain, of course. B, the Poppin' Pistols, named for Samuel Colt, who's the inventor of the firearm, who was born in Hartford. And C, the Hookers, named for Thomas Hooker, who, of course, is the founder of Connecticut. So is it the Huckleberries, the Poppin' Pistols, or the Hookers? Would it be A, B, or C, please?
I'm hoping B.
Well, that would not be right.
Ah.
Now, do you have any idea, Jim, what the answer is? Huckleberries or the Hookers?
Oh, I don't know. Can I
You may guess. You don't lose anything.
A, how about A?
A is correct. It is the Huckleberry's name for Hartford resident Mark Twain. Now, the score is 4.5 to 2. Now, the way this works, if I can explain this to you, Jim, is if you get this right, you win, even though you have a 2.5-point lead. And if you get it wrong, you lose. Okay? So
sudden death.
That's the way we're sort of that kind of thing. Yeah. So good luck to you here.
Okay, here we go, Jim. A yard goat, beside being an excellent way to keep lawns tidy, is also another name for what? A railroad engine that switches a train to get it ready for another locomotive. Mm-hmm. B, a golf swing that lands your ball in a patch of tall grasses. Or C, a confusing, disorganized situation often attributed to human error.
This is for all the marbles.
I'm a big fan of trains. It's A.
You are correct.
You knew that. Congratulations.
That was very impressive.
It moves around the switching yard. Yeah, sure.
Now, hold on. We have another email from Ellen who says she's a goat breeder, and she says that there are goat shows all around New England, just like dog shows.
That is true. And also for kids, they often do 4-H. They show their goat.
They do.
And there's so many fairs just from the whole region. Is just it's not just the Big E out there. It's all kinds of little fairs and events and livestock shows, and
so
people turn out.
So where are your goats at munching this week, or even as we speak?
Let's see. We have them in Dartmouth at the Round Hill Community Golf Course.
Oh, my gosh.
We have them at Cohasset Golf Club. We have them at Black Rock Country Club.
In Hingham.
We have them at the Nolan Residence in Milton.
So you drive them down for the day in the crates. They get out there and they munch and munch and munch, and you pick them up at the end of the day. Or do you leave them there for weeks at a time?
We drop them off and we pick them up 7 days later.
And so people have to feed them and do all that sort of thing, keep them afloat or alive or whatever it is, right? Is that what they do?
Yes. The only thing we ask is that they provide water one time a day and some grain and minerals that we leave behind.
Well, that's nice. Now,
okay.
Yeah, especially if the weather's bad.
We know, based on having read and heard what you said, that you have goats that can go eat shrubbery. Do you have goats that can clean up what the goats leave behind, like in our studio? Do you have how much do they cost?
Well, we are improving the soil, so actually, and it biodegrades fairly quickly. So actually, homeowners welcome the organic fertilizer they leave behind.
Yeah,
it's a cold fertilizer, so right out of the chute, so to speak, you could throw it right in the garden, and it's like the time release of poop.
Well, based on that, we should be able to grow a lot of plants in the studio in the very near future.
Are they scared of thunder and lightning, the goats?
They are. They don't like large noises, but we always leave a shelter, so they always can. They sleep there at night, and they can go in the shelter.
What's the shelter look like?
It's a white plastic Quonset hut. It's 4 feet high, 6 feet long, and 4 feet wide.
So they can go to GoGreenGoat, GoGreenGoat.com, find out everything about you and all those kind of things.
Okay, Elaine
Lane
Philbrook
and
Jim Cormier.
Oh, look at the goat just came over
fun.
To me, Marjorie.
They're the owners of the Goatscaping Company. To learn more about them, you can go to GoGreenGoat.com. I want to thank you.
Oh, the goat just pooped on my foot. That is so sweet.
It did not.
No, it did.
Oh, good. That's good. Okay. Thank you all for listening to another edition of Boston Public Radio. Please tune in on Monday for All Revved Up with Emmett Price and Irene Monroe. Our TV guru, Bob Thompson, is here. We'll also talk sports with Shara Springer. Our show's a production of WGBH, Boston Public Radio. Our team, Chelsea Murs, Will Roslip, Amanda McGowan, Catherine Whalen. Our engineer is John Parker. I am Marjorie Egan.
I'm Jim Brody. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too. And go out and get some goats.